The Holy Gospel for today comes from Mark, the 4th chapter, beginning with the 26th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. He also said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground, and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself first the stalk and then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes out with his sickle, because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can be compared to the kingdom of God? Or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it's sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs and puts forth large branches, so the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables he spoke the word to them, as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This isn't a pop quiz. Nobody's going to be in trouble, but who was here last week? A fair amount of you. So you probably remember what I got to hear, because I'm the one that usually puts the sermons on the website and listen to them, what Pastor Steve Smith said at the very beginning. Because yes, I had the very same teacher. So, pick the challenging text. No problem. I'm not very good with planting, and we've already talked about that, so we're not going to touch the planting. But a lot of you guys know things about planting. But there's one part of the second reading for today that really stood out to me. And I think probably stood out to a few others as well. And it probably got your brain thinking, what on earth is that? From 2 Corinthians 10 it says, "For all of us must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each may receive recompense for what has been done in the body, whether good or evil." Judgment. That's an easy text, don't you think? Talking about judging one another. Talking about Christ being there and judging us at the very end of the good things we did and the not so good things we did. Well, does that sound like something you want to confess on a Sunday morning? Anybody want to confess that? Anybody? This is a quiz because I'm going to teach you something now. Anybody can usually confess that, because we're going to confess that in a little bit during the baptism. Maybe the Apostles' Creed comes to mind for you. At the very end of the second article about Jesus, what do we confess? He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Sorry, we can't get out of that. We're confessing it. We're confessing that it's going to happen. He's going to come again to judge the living and the dead. Well, so what? What's the big deal? We confess it. Paul talks about it in 2 Corinthians. Anybody a little nervous thinking about that when they think about everything they've ever done in life? Anybody here nervous about being judged? You guys are amazing. Nobody is nervous one bit. I could just say amen then. I have nothing to say to you if you're not nervous, because I get nervous. I know what I've done in life. And if I go before the judgment seat, it's going to see a lot of good things. But there's going to be a lot of bad things that I know I've done in my life. Things like breaking the commandments. I know that there is the old, sinful me. It's always been a part of me, and it keeps being a part of me. No matter how hard I try. But we know, you know, that even amongst all this judging, all this looking at you and saying, you're guilty, standing before the courts and hearing those words, guilty as charged, that's not the end of it. If it was, I wouldn't have a lot to say to you today other than good luck, do your best. We'll see what happens. But it's not the end. That part of ourselves is not the end. And I want us to look at Luther's Small Catechism for a moment this morning and read something that he wrote together. So, in your hymnals, you're going to turn to a very big page, 1162. So at the very back of the hymnal. Or for those at home that happen to have a small catechism, skip to the second article of the creed. Because we just get done saying that he will come to judge the living and the dead. But we ask this together, and I want you to read the "What does this mean" with me. Read this together. What does this mean? I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father in eternity, and also a true human being, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord. He has redeemed me, a lost and condemned human being. He's purchased and freed me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death. He's done all this in order that I may belong to him, live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in eternal righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he's risen from the dead and lives and rules eternally. This is most certainly true. This is most certainly true. The judgment is there, but it's not the end. We hear about everything Jesus has done for us and through him has made us righteous and good in his sight. In just a little bit, in a couple of minutes, we're going to have a baptism. Baptism for Keegan. And what happens in baptism? Remember what Martin Luther says. It signifies that the old person in us, with all sins and evil desires, is to be drowned and die through daily sorrow for sin and through repentance. And on the other hand, the is daily a new person to come forth and rise up to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. In that act that we're going to see once again, that we've seen so many times, we're reminded what happened to ourselves, that yes, absolutely, that guilty, sinful part of ourselves is there. But through Jesus, it's daily drowned, and we're daily risen. So when we stand before the judgment seat, we hear what Paul says in Galatians 2:16. Know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. So we too put our faith in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified by faith in Christ, not by works of the law, because by works of the law, no one will be justified. We'll stand before that judgment seat. We'll stand there knowing that we're guilty, and even if we tried our hardest, there's still guilt. And yet, the cross intervenes. Christ intervenes for us, makes us righteous in God's sight. That new self is there, absolutely, but it's as if at the last moment, Jesus, who took all the sins upon himself on the cross, everything on us, takes all of that upon himself and stands up and says, I don't know what you're talking about. This person is indeed righteous. I am the guilty one here. I am guilty. I, Jesus, am the guilty one. And he takes it all upon himself. And you know, that letter from Paul today says it in another way that is so true. Because this sounds really hard to believe that everything we do is not enough. Everything that we've ever done calls us to be guilty. So how can we be righteous? But what do? We walk by faith and not by sight. We put faith, complete trust into Jesus. Complete trust into the promise of Easter. Complete trust in the promise of grace, forgiveness of sins, and eternal life. Complete trust in being righteous before God. That is the good news amongst all this, that yes, that judgment is there. But that's not the part that God's going to see for all eternity. God will see that righteous person, the one that we could never earn, but has been gifted to us, the greatest gift of all, the greatest gift that has caused everything old to pass away and everything to become new. So yes, you might sweat while you read parts of that text, but it's not the end. Instead, we walk by faith. Walk by faith that everything old has passed away and everything has become new through Jesus, including all of us, including Keegan, including everybody around us in baptism and through Christ alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.